O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 146.
Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Psalm 146 introduces us to the God who made everything and who cares deeply about what he has made. He is our maker and the one who executes justice. And who is he particularly concerned about? The quartet of the vulnerable, the poor, the widow, orphan, and stranger. As God's people called to reflect his care and concern, called to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, we too need to give special attention to the needs of those on the margins. So consider, where might God be calling you to love those who are hurting in tangible ways? How can you better reflect God's care and compassion for those in need? Pray that God would reveal those things to you as we listen to the song based on this psalm, What Joy.
You made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. Your promises remain. Care for the widow and orphan. Forever, Lord, you reign. What joy for those whose hope is in the name of the Lord. What peace for those whose confidence is Him alone.
Let's close now with this prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.